You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by Ahrefs. Ahrefs is an online toolset for SEOs and content marketers, and here's why you should give them a try. With Ahrefs, you can do keyword research and use your keyword difficulty score to find the easiest keywords to rank for in Google. Now, I use Ahrefs for that reason right there. I also love it because I get to see all the backlinks that go back to my site. I can see which sites are talking about the $100 MBA, about Webinar Ninja. I could be in the know. You can also find out what keywords your competitor sites are ranking for in Google so you can stay competitive. Just sign up via their special URL, ahrefs.com/MBA, and you'll get 14 days for free. And you'll get 30% off for your first 6 months if you decide to stay. Hurry up, this special link and special offer is only valid to November 1st. So go to ahrefs.com/MBA. Hey there, listeners. Today's Q&A Weekends episode comes from our archives. This episode was so popular with our listeners that we had to reshare it because iTunes and other podcast apps do not show episodes that are older than 300 episodes. This is one of those episodes. In this episode, I answer a question pertaining to affiliate offers. How much is too much for your subscribers? I share with you my gentle strategy to make sure that you do actually help out your partners in the market by offering affiliate offers, but at the same time, you're respectful to your actual subscribers and you don't go overboard. You're going to love this episode. Even if you're not doing affiliate offers right now, it's a great insight on how to treat your subscribers. Enjoy. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. And today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. Or you can send me a tweet on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Guys, if you have not signed up for our free course on idea validation, I highly recommend you do. It's absolutely free, and it walks you through a step-by-step process to make sure you nail your business idea. Just head on over to 100mba.net/free-course to get our 7-part video course along with a workbook. Today's question comes from Casey. And Casey asks, affiliate offers, how much is too much for my subscribers? What Casey's referring to here is promoting someone else's product to his list in exchange for an affiliate commission. How often do I recommend that Casey does this or emails his list with affiliate offers? Now, this is a very good question because you do want to support your peers in the market because you may need that support later on. But you also don't want to abuse the people that love you, the people that have subscribed to your email list. We're going to talk about how much is too much and how to strike that balance. We got so much to get into, guys, so let's get down to business. Before I get into today's episode, I need to apologize. My voice is not 100%. About 75%. And that's because I'm just coming off Webinar Ninja Live. As I'm recording this, we had it last weekend, which was on September 26th. And this was the first national webinar conference hosted by Nicole and I. And it was a whole lot of fun. It was an absolute blast. It was so much fun.
But it did take a toll on my voice because I was emceeing, I was speaking, I was speaking to a lot of the attendees, getting to know them. And obviously, you know, the whole day and leading up to the day took a toll on my body. But it was well worth it. Probably one of the funnest days I've had in a long time. All right, let's get into Casey's question about affiliate offers. How much is too much to his subscribers? The first thing you need to consider is how often do you send an email out to your subscribers with valuable content? Whether that's a newsletter, a new video, a new podcast episode, a new blog post, how often do you do that? Let's say, for example, you send one email to your subscribers once a week. So in total, you send 4 emails a month. Maybe some months it'll be 5. So let's just keep that number in mind because we're going to talk about it later on. The second thing you need to look at is the actual affiliate offers you're sending to your subscribers. Is it aligned with what you offer and what you're all about? Remember, your subscribers subscribe to your brand, to your business, to your message. They're interested in what you offer. So if your affiliate offer is not really aligned with that, they're going to be like, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to know about this. So alignment is key. So keep that in mind. The third thing you need to consider is that not everybody is amazing. Now, what do I mean by that? If you're on our mailing list, if you're on our email list, the $100 MBA or the Webinar Ninja mailing list, you know that Nicole and I do not endorse a lot of people, and we do very, very little affiliate offers. I think I can count them on one hand, maybe even half a hand. So Michael Port, huge support of his because of the content and the value he offers is so aligned with our audience. And the other one is Jason Zook, How to Create an Online Course in 30 Days. It was a webinar we did together, and we actually just combined both our products because it aligned so well with selling an online course, creating an online course, and it wasn't a typical affiliate agreement or affiliate situation. And Nicole and I do this for a reason, because if you're promoting, let's say, for example, 10, 15 different people a year, that doesn't make any sense. All these people are great. All these people are sending great products. All these people, you can give 100% endorsement. Maybe your endorsement doesn't mean much. So in order for our endorsement to be of value, we got to be very selective of who we endorse. So keep that in mind as well. So the specific question that Casey's asking is how much is too much for my subscribers? Personally, I don't recommend having other products, other affiliate offers being the bulk of your emails. In fact, I think it should be a 75%, 25% split. Meaning if I send 4 emails a month to my list with great content, with great goodies, my newsletters, my blogs, my podcasts, my videos, and even my own offers. So I believe that a good ratio is 4-to-1. So if you send 4 emails a month, then one affiliate offer is a good balance. And you may not want to do this every single month. Maybe I would say having a maximum of 6 or 7 a year. Because remember, when you're doing an affiliate offer, it's more than just one email. It's a few series of emails. You might ask them to take a look at some of their work. You might lead up to the actual launch. So they're going to get a few emails about this affiliate offer. But the point here is that you're striking a good balance, that they're getting a lot of great content, but hey, if you want to learn more about this area, I'm not an expert at this area, but this person is, check out their program, here's a link, and a 4-to-1 ratio, I feel, is a comfortable ratio for your list. Now, there's a lot of people that do a lot more than that. Some people do, you know, a 4-to-2 or 4-to-4, but that's what I recommend. Now, if you're going to have a busy week with emails, meaning that you're going to be sending an affiliate offer along with your newsletter, let your subscribers know in the newsletter. Guys, I'm going to be sending a couple more emails than usual this week because I want to let you know about XYZ. Please bear with me. I just want to make sure you get the value you need. Getting in front of it, being transparent is really helpful. The point here is that you got to treat the people on your list as people. These are not just names on a list. These are people that make your business exist. They're your supporters. They're your biggest fans. Make sure you treat them right. I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Ahrefs. We've been using Ahrefs for our business for a little over 2 weeks now, and we absolutely love it. Why? It gives me all the insights about how to optimize my search engine optimization, how to get found on Google, which keywords I can master and rank highly for. It also gives me a glimpse of our competitors and how well they're doing. What keywords are they doing well with? And one of my favorite features is you can find out all the backlinks, all the sites that talk about your business. Sometimes you're not aware of what people are saying about you, and it's great to get feedback. It's great to learn more about what people think, as well as chime in and give your own 2 cents. Try Ahrefs for free for 14 days with a free trial. Just use this special link, ahrefs.com/MBA. And if you like it and hang on, you'll get 30% off your first 6 months as well. Again, that's AHREFS.com/MBA, but hurry because this offer ends November 1st. I want to highlight an important point when it comes to this topic when supporting others in your market and this whole affiliate business. You don't need to have an affiliate agreement in order to support somebody else you want to support, a colleague in your business, somebody that's out there doing things that you really like, you really respect, you really enjoy, and you want to share that with your audience. You can run a webinar together, which is normally known as JV webinars, but now in the Webinar Ninja world, we call it Care Bear webinars. It's something that just came up in Webinar Ninja Live that everybody just caught on and just started calling it Care Bear webinars. But the point here is that you can do a webinar together and not have an offer. You could just expose your audience to that person's work. You guys can do a webinar together. You can have a good time. You can teach together. And at the end of the webinar, you can say, okay, guys, that's great. If you want to learn more, go to this person's website. And there's no sales exercise. That's an immense amount of help that you're giving that person, the other creator, the other entrepreneur. And at the same time, you don't bog down your subscribers with more sales offers. Because listen, I've been doing this for a while. I know how important it is to support your fellow entrepreneurs. So make sure you consider that as an option. Doing an affiliate webinar, doing an affiliate program, doing a Q&A without the sales pitch. You might find your subscribers and your audience will respect you more for it. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, guys, tomorrow is another Q&A weekends episode where we answer a question right here on the show from a listener. Look out for that tomorrow, guys. But before then, I want to leave you with this. One of our speakers at Webinar Ninja Live, Mario Brown, has a very popular quote that he says, or a very popular statement, or really it's a mantra. And he says, take massive imperfect action. It was a huge takeaway for our attendees at Webinar Ninja Live. And this is related to today's episode because, you know, my voice is not 100% and it's imperfect right now. I don't sound as good as I should. But I don't want my audience, you who's listening, to be let down. I need to make sure that I produce these episodes even when they're not perfect sometimes. I need to get the content out there. I got to make sure that you have something every single day to help you in your business. And if I let my ego, or if I let my, you know, perfectionist side take over, these things won't happen. So sometimes the consistency of work is more important than the quality of work. Obviously, you have to have a level of quality that's acceptable, but sometimes it's just not going to be perfect and you got to be okay with that. And I hope you guys are okay with it too, with my voice being like this today. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that was beneficial. Let us know in an iTunes rating and review if you loved today's episode. If you loved any of our episodes, it really helps us rank well on iTunes. Right now, we're at 497 stars in the iTunes store, in the US iTunes store, and we want to hit 500, guys. Help us out. Give us a rating and review. All right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.